USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. is sentencing Roger Stone to a little more than 3 years in prison for obstruction, witness tampering, and making false statements to Congress. The judge is also ordering Stone to pay a $20,000 fine. Now, regarding a pardon for Stone, former DOJ official James Trustee tells Fox News the president can do that whenever he chooses.
He could pardon him any time, or he could commute the sentence, which is a different animal. It's just saying the jail time is eliminated, but the conviction still stands. Pardon wipes the slate entirely clean, and he could do that. I don't see how it would ever be in the president's interest to do that before the motion for new trial is decided, because if there's a motion for new trial that happens to be granted, and I think it's uphill, then there's a possibility that the DOJ decides not to retry him anyway.
And at the closing bell, the Dow lost 128 points to finish at 29,220. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump making an announcement regarding a new cabinet member. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump's appointing U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell to be the acting director of national intelligence, tweeting late yesterday that Grenell is highly respected and has represented the U.S. exceedingly well. Grenell takes the job from Joseph McGuire. McGuire has been acting DNI since Dan Coats resigned last August.
Snow in the southeastern part of the United States has North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper telling folks to be prepared.
The entire state is under either a winter storm advisory or warning through tomorrow morning. This winter storm will affect most parts of North Carolina.
Cooper says some parts of the state could see whiteout conditions due to heavy snow and gusty winds, with accumulations of 3 to 6 inches across the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump was busy campaigning during the presidential debate on Wednesday night. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
President Trump was speaking at a rally in Phoenix, Arizona, where he railed once again against the impeachment trial.
It was the radical left's pathetic attempts to nullify your ballots, poison our democracy, and overthrow our entire system of government. But guess what? They failed, and our poll numbers are higher today than they've ever been before.
Going a little bit more in depth on the president's visit to Phoenix, these folks were at the rally and say the president is doing a great job.
As long as we can keep the economy up and we can keep things moving forward, I think that we'll stay a steady red.
He needs to keep what he's doing. Doing what he's doing. Because while everybody's over here paying attention to impeachment and all the crap that they're talking about and all the lies and all the stuff that they're blind, you know, whatever they're doing over here, he's doing his job. And he's doing what we voted him in to do.
I've never voted in my life, and I'm voting for the first time this November for Trump. I feel he's the first person to really earn my vote.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1962 when John Glenn becomes the first American to orbit Earth. For more news, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.